Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Hey, in the middle of explaining Halacha Dalet, and the Oz Vazar Shus Adaf is on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, about halfway through. If you take a look at the end of the narrow lines, it's four lines up from there, so it's the fourth last narrow line with the words Ben Yitzada Kaim Shtabech Bekvitzosov, and the article Shus Adaf is right at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarbas Yakim Moshe, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the dancing by Sechas Beis HaSheva. The Gemara tells us Ben Yitzada Kaim Shtabech Bekvitzosov, he was praiseworthy in the way he jumped about. He was incredible in his leaping and jumping for dancing for the Sichos Beis HaSheva. And Amr Ol Rav Shimon Gamliel, they said Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shohei Merakid B'Shmein Avukah Shel Zav, he would dance, which means he would juggle with eight torches of gold. In other words, the torches themselves were gold and they were flaming. And V'lo Yehoi Echem Hei Negev Chaveroi, not a single one of them touched the other one. Now, another thing about Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shohei Korea, when he would bow down, there's a certain type of bowing, Hoi Noitz Godle Ba'aretz, he would put his thumb onto the ground, V'Korea, and he would bow, U'miyad Hoi Nizkaf, and right away he would straighten. And this was very challenging because he was able to straighten himself in one shot without needing to push himself off of the ground. Now, once we mention bowing, we continue discussing Ezui Kriya of Ezui Bericha. What's the difference between Kriya and Bericha? We see the Lashon of Bericha, which is like Berech, Lashon of using the knees, and Kriya is Mashma, not using the knees. And these are both pretty difficult. Says the Gemara of Chiya Rabba, Hara Kriya Lefnei Rebbe. Rav Chiya Rabba showed how to do Kriya in front of Rebbe, and V'nifsach, he actually became lame from it because it's very difficult to stand up without pushing oneself off the ground with his hands. So if one's just using their core, just their stomach muscles and their hips, they could really get hurt, and that's what happened to Reb Chiya Rabba. However, V'nistrapi got healed, whereas Levi Bar Sisi, Hara Bericha Lefnei Rebbe, he showed Bericha to Rebbe, V'nifsach, and he became lame from this, V'loi Nistrapi, and he wasn't healed. Now we're going to discuss very Lebedic dancing, and this happened with David HaMelech. Siva says in the Pasuk, V'yashav David Levarchas Beisoy, V'teitze Micha Ba'ashol Lekrosi V'goymer, and this referring to when the Aron was returned by the Plishtim. David HaMelech was so excited, everyone was escorting the Aron and dancing and singing, and says in the Pasuk, David was mefazes and mecharker b'chol oiz. He was jumping and leaping and dancing with all of his might. And then this pasuk that we just quoted in the Gemara tells us that he came back home and Michal Bashal, who is Shaul Melch's daughter, David Melch's first wife, she came in and she told him the following words: Ma nichbad hayoyim Melch Yisrael asher nigla hayoyim le'enei amhoy savodav ki galis niglas achad horekim. She was chastising him in some sort of way because of how he was dancing, and she compared it to achad horekim, one of the empty ones. So that's the Gemara asks: Ma achad horekim? What does that mean? One of the empty ones? So Rav Barkani explains, Harekim Sheberekim Ze Arkistus. She was comparing him to the lowest of the low, the most empty of people. That's the chief of all robbers. And Amar, she was saying as follows, Hayoim Nigla Kovid Beis Abba. Today, the honor of my father's house was revealed. That's the lashon that we quote in the pasuk, Ma Nichbar Hayoim Melch Yisrael Asher Nigla Hayoim. And she was referring to that the kovid of her father's house was revealed because of the way David was acting. What does that mean? So Amar Olav Al Beis Shaul, who said about the household of Shaul, Shaloi Nir Mehem Loi Ekev Loi Gudal, that not even their heel or even a big toe was ever seen, was ever revealed. They had such incredible tznias. And I don't believe that Pshat and Pasuk, Vayavel Gidras had soin asher al derech v'sham me'ara. And what's this referring to? We'll explain in just a moment. Let's just continue reading for a little bit. Rav Avon says, B'shem Rav Blazar, gather lefnim gather haya. There was a fence inside a fence. This is talking about one of the stories. When Shaul HaMelech was chasing David, he tried to kill him. David was hiding in a cave. Shaul did not know where he was. And the Pasuk relates that he needed to relieve himself. What did he do? So this Pasuk we just said tells us that he went to the Gidras had soin. So he went past the Gidros sign. Gidros is a double lashon. There was two Gidros, there was two fences, that he went into a cave that he found there. So he was being extra tsanua, going very far away in order to relieve himself. And the pasuk continues telling us, Vayavai Shaul Hasechas Raglov, and Shaul came to cover his feet. In other words, he went to reveal himself. He ended up walking into the same cave that David was hiding in, and Vahava Chamile, David HaMelech saw him do the following, Misholshol Tzivchad Umasalak Tzivchad, Misholshol Tzivchad Umasalak Tzivchad. He lowered a little bit and then revealed a little, and then lowered a little bit and then removed a little. In other words, when he had to reveal himself, he first covered it over with a different garment and only then he revealed the part that needed revealing. So we see this incredible tznias. And Amar David said, Heich minaga ba'dein gufa tzadika, how can I possibly touch, how can I harm such a holy body? David really had the ability to kill Shaul on the spot, but he said, how could I do that? He's so holy. And Adah he do Amar lay, that's why he had told him, this is after Shaul had left the cave and he was at a safe distance, David came out and showed him how he could have killed him, and he said, he named behold, today you should see with your eyes that which Hashem had given you over to me in the cave, and he said to kill you. Now, it doesn't say, and I had mercy on you and didn't kill you, and it had mercy on you. What's that supposed to mean? It had mercy on you. David really had mercy. He could have killed Shaul, and the answer is, David was really telling him, your tznius, your extreme modesty, that's what saved you, and that's what prevented me from killing you. And so we see the family of Shaul and Shaul HaMelech himself was extremely tsanua, and that's what Michal Bas Shaul was telling David, you are definitely not like my father. We now see the great covet of my father's house when you, as you were dancing, revealed yourself and were acting in an inappropriate manner. So what was his response? David said to Michal, Lifnei Hashem, Asher Bachar Bimi Avich V'Goymer, in front of Hashem, he chose me over your father. And the pasuk continues with David describing that I was chosen to be the king over your father Shaul. And the next pasuk, David continues saying, and I would debase myself even more than this, and make myself even lower in my eyes, and among those amahois, those maidservants about whom you spoke, I would be more chashev among them. In other words, David HaMelech is telling her that if I could have only lowered myself even more in front of Hashem to show how happy I am and besimcha I am that the Aron was brought back, and that's actually the proper way to act. Now, another thing David was emphasizing in his reply to Michal was that she'inon amahois elo imahois. When she was chastising David, she told him, le'enei amhois avadov, in the eyes of the amhois, which means the maidservants of his servants. In other words, that he was revealing himself in front of lowly people, and David was responding by calling them imahois, as in the very chashuv. Now the Gemara says, uma nensha, what was her punishment? What happened because of this way that she spoke to David HaMelech? The pasuk says, Micha bas Shaul lo yahayel avlad ad yoy moisa. Micha bas Shaul did not have a child until the day of her death. As the Gemara Vaksev, the pasuk says, Chav chesom beiz on top, hashishi yisraim le'egla ishtoi, that the sixth son of David HaMelech was Yisraim, that was born to Egla, his wife, and Egla is referring to Michal, and so we see that she did have a child. The answer is, you're right, but how do we understand this? Shagos ke'eglo mesa, that she made noise like a calf, and she died. In other words, the pasuk tells us she didn't have children until the day of her death, but the day of her death she did have a child, namely she died in childbirth while having Yisram. And continue to talk about the Sichos Beis Sheva, the Mishnah says, Amdu shnei kohanim b'shar elyon, two kohanim stood in the upper shar, hayor me'ezer Yisrael ezer nashim, that's what goes down from ezer Yisrael to ezer nashim, it's also known as Shar Nikonar, Ushte Chatzotzes Biodom, they each had a Chatzotzra, a trumpet, or a horn. Kara HaGever, once there was a call to Gever, Tokove Rivataku, they did a Tkia, true and Tkia, then a Gyul Mal Asiris, when they got to the 10th step, Tokove Rivataku, they once again did a Tkia, true and Tkia, and a Gyul Hazara, once they got to the Hazara, that is Nashim, Tokove Rivataku, another Tkia, true and Tkia, and Hayu Taikan Vahalchen, Achimagin Lashar Hayotzel Mizrach, you continue blowing these trumpet blasts until they got to the Shar, the gate that went out east, that's basically the front gate of the Beis HaMikdash, if you will, and Igil Shar Yotze Mizrach, once they got to this gate, V'hafchu Panem L'mayrev, they turned their faces towards the west, facing the Beis HaMikdash, V'amrin, they said, Aviseinu, Hayu Makma Zacharim El Heichal Shem Panem Kedma, our forefathers, their backs were to the Heichal, and their faces were towards the east, V'hem Shtachvim Kedma L'Shemesh, and they were bowing eastward towards the sun, V'anu L'kayinenu, but our eyes are towards Hashem, or as Rebuda says, Shainu Noisei Loimar, they changed to say, Anu L'ko L'kayinenu, that we are to Hashem, and to Hashem is our eyes. Now first the Gemara explains what this lashon of Kara HaGever is. So Tirgim Rav, Kumi de Beis Rav Shila, Rav explained this in front of the Beis Mesh Rav Shila, Kara Gavra, which means Achriz Karoiza. The Kara Gever is Kara Gavra, and that means that the announcer made an announcement, and now it's time that we continue. However, Amrin Le, they told him, Kara Tarnagoyla, a Gever is actually a Tarnagoyle, it's a chicken. It means when the rooster crows, that's when they would continue on. So Amrin Le, he told them, Vataninon, we have a Mishnah Mesach Shkalim that tells us, Ben Gever, that this was the name of a person who had a special job in the Beis HaMikdash. Is Chamemar Bar Tarnagoyla? Do you want to mean that he's being called the son of a rooster? That doesn't make sense. It must be that Kara HaGever is the call of a person. Next, the Mishnah had said that when they got to the 10th step, they would blow another Tkia Truat Tkia. So Rav Yirmiyahu Abayi, he asked the following, Asiris Mel Malon, Asiris Mel Maton. Does that mean the 10th step from above or the 10th step from below? In other words, did they walk down 5 steps, now they're on the 10th step from down below, and they would blow this Tkia Truat Tkia? Or did they walk down 10 steps, so now there's only 5 steps left, and that's where they did it? And we don't have an answer to this. Now, Aruch Yavavah, he explains the next part of the Mishnah, where they said that our forefathers, they were bowing down towards the Shemesh, towards the sun, but we're turned towards Hashem, and our eyes are towards Hashem. So he focuses on the Pasuk, V'heim Mishtachavim Inksiv Kan. The Pasuk doesn't say V'heim Mishtachavim, that they were bowing down. Ela V'heima Mishtachavisam. This is some sort of a conjugation of two words together, Mishtachavisam. And this teaches us, Shayim Mishtachavim L'chama U'mishtachavim L'heichal. They were bowing down to the sun and to the Heichal. And really, this is a nice way of saying what they really did, because Mishtachavisam is a combination of Mishtachavim, bowing down, and also Hashchasa, as in Mashchisam, that they were defecating, they were relieving themselves, so when they bowed down to the sun, they revealed their backsides, defecating towards Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, and that's what their forefathers were doing. Now, Amar Rav Barkana, he says, the Pasuk tells us, Kishtaim Rois Asu Ami, that my nation did two bad things, and the question is, Kishtaim Rois Asu Ami, did my nation really do two bad things? Ha Vitrol Aleph, they were over 1,000 bad things. Ella, what's the Pasuk telling us? It's saying that they did two two bad things in one shot, that at the same time they were bowing down to the sun, they were revealing themselves to the Heichal. And moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Parchsin Me'esrim Achas Tekiyas B'Mikdash V'Lo Me'sifin Al Arba'im U'Shmoyne. There wasn't anything less than 21 Tekiyas in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, and there wasn't more than 48. And this is because we mentioned the previous Mishnah, and we had mentioned before as well, that there were certain times throughout the whole procession of the Simchas Beis HaSheva and the drawing of the water that they would be blowing these Tekiyas. So now we just talk about these Tekiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's important to note that when we say Tekiyas, that's referring to Tekiyah true, a Tekiyah, that's a total of 3, and that's what we're going to be counting. So B'chol Yom, every single day, Hayusham Esrim Achas Tekiyah, there was a minimum of 21 Tekiyas. Shalosh L'Psichas Sha'arim, there was 3 for opening of the gates, when the gates were being opened. So they would do Tekiyah true, a Tekiyah. Then Teisha L'Tam Shal Shachar, Teisha L'Tam Shal Ben Arbayim, another 9 for the morning Tamid and 9 for the afternoon Tamid, and that's when the Nesachim of the Tamid was being brought. So the Levim were singing Shir, and at 3 points in time during the Shir, they would stop and they would blow Tekiyas. So that's 3 pauses with 3 Tekiyas each. Again, Tekiyah true, a Tekiyah. So it's a total of 9 for each of them. So 9 plus 9 is 18, plus another 3 for Psichas Sha'arim. That's a total of 21. Now, Musafin, when it was a day that Musaf was brought, such as Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, Masifin Oteisha, they would add on another 9, because when the Shir was being sung, they would pause 3 times and blow these Tekiyas. Now, Be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Masifin Oteisha, they would add on another 6. Shalish, Lahafdras Amin Hamalacha. 3 was meant to tell people to stop doing work. That was to remind them that it's almost Shabbos. And Shalish, Lahavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, 3 was actually the division between Kodesh and Chol. That's basically like the siren that we have in Yerushalayim HaKodesh and other places in Eretz Yisrael as well. That lets everyone know that now is candlelighting time and it's time for Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes that Erev Shabbos Shebesoich HaChag Hayusham Arbaim U'Shmoyna, when it was Erev Shabbos during Sukkot, meaning Erev Shabbos Chol Hamoed, that's when there was 48. Shalosh L'Psichas Sharim, 3 for the opening of the gates. Shalosh Shar Elyon, Shalosh Shar Tachtoin, 3 for the upper gate and 3 for the lower gate. That's what we had just mentioned in the Mishnah before. That is part of the whole procedure of Simchas Beis HaSheva. They would blow by the Shar Elyon, by the Shar Tachtoin. Then Shalosh L'Milo HaMayim, 3 for filling up with water, which we had mentioned earlier in the last parak. Shalosh Agabe Mizbeach, 3 by the Mizbeach, which we had also mentioned in the last parak. That's when the Aravos were put up against the Mizbeach. Chavtas Amar Alpha on top. Teisha L'Tam Shal Shachar, V'Teisha L'Tam Shal Ben Arbayim, 9 for the morning Tamid, 9 for the afternoon Tamid, Teisha L'Musafin, 9 for the Musafin, because it's Sukkot, so they brought Musafin, Shalosh L'Hafter Sa'amin HaMalacha, V'Shalosh L'Hafter Mekodesh L'Chol, and then another 3 to stop people from doing work and to make the differentiation between Kodesh and Chol, because remember, it's Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.